Great Country Q94. Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by our Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week from last week, Delaney Scharf, a student athlete from Central Elkader High School. First off, congratulations, Delaney, and thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you.
Big week you had last week in your team. I know a couple games haven't gone your way since this, but you're having a very good season this year. You and the Warriors squad are ranked in the top 10 in your class in Iowa. We've had you on the poll before, and I was talking with some folks here at the station. I go, she had too good of a week. We got to put her back on the poll. We got to give her an opportunity to win this thing.
Yeah, the first time I was actually running against my cousin.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so neither of us won that one.
No, the family was split there. They were trying to vote for everyone, and they ended up not working out, right?
Yeah, it must have happened.
Well, this time you were the lone family member on the poll, and your family came out and supported you in droves. You had a ton of votes. I think the most votes we've ever had for somebody on a poll for you. It was insane to see the number come in. I think it was like Wednesday afternoon, and we had said this thing's already wrapped up. But then Thursday morning, I think your mom or aunt or somebody reshared it again, and you got another like 300 votes that came in for you. It wasn't needed, but it was fun to see that amount of votes come in. People really wanted you to win this award.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, our school just gets a lot of support from our community. I guess it's not that surprising since they're very supportive.
Yeah, and it, I mean, you did have a very good week. You had, for any level of basketball, the numbers you put up that week, and you've been putting up all season, it definitely deserves some recognition. You had 26 points, 6 assists in your guys' win over West Central. Then you top that with a bigger stat line, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists in the win against Postville. And obviously, to put up that amount of points, you have to be shooting the ball well, but I'm sure a lot of it is your teammates finding you when you're open and you're knocking down the shots.
Yeah, a lot of our points have been coming off like steals and outlets, so getting the ball up the court, they've been doing a really good job of that, and us just sharing the ball really well. And yeah, getting me when I'm open, so that really helps.
That helps a lot, and you girls are putting up a ton of points in those games. So, and your assist number, 6 assists in one, 4 in the other. It's not just you making shots, it's all the girls on your team making shots. That's helped you to such a good record so far this season.
Yeah, we get a lot of points, especially when we get those kickouts. We're good from the kickouts, so get those assists up. And just again, like, our defense leads to a lot of points, a lot of easy layups and just fast breaks and things like that.
You've had a very good season so far. Postseason starting to get near. This team thinks sky's the limit, state championship on the horizon?
Well, the brackets just came out, so we know who we got to play to try to get to state for the first time in like a really long time. So obviously just getting to state's really the goal right now.
That's the goal. Get there and then you take care of it from there, right?
Yep.
Sounds good, Delaney. Thanks for joining us. Good luck in your games coming up tonight and tomorrow. And good luck in the postseason. Hopefully we get a chance to keep covering you as your Elkader team keeps making a deep run.
Yep, thank you.